看到神借着先知当年给犹大的百姓所说的话。
In the book of Isaiah, we can see how God through the prophets spoke to the Israelites.
那一个时候是围绕着亚述成为他们最大的那一个敌人。
And at that time, the Assyrians are the biggest enemies.
给他们许多的威胁和欺负。
And given them a lot of threats, and then they take advantage of them.
感谢神。
But thank God.
借助亚述对犹大的压迫。
And through the oppression of the Assyrians to Judah.
神把犹大人的那个眼目从眼前的难处带到神那个永远的拯救。
That God has moved the sights of the Judah, people of Judah from what's at that time to the eternal salvation.
这就是我们读以赛亚书的时候常常感觉为难的那一个原因。
And this is the reason how we often find it difficult when we read the book of Isaiah.
因为一下是讲眼前的事。
Because at one point it would talk about things that's happening at that time.
一下又转到永远的神的旨意里面去。
But then right away it would change into the eternal will of God.
但是我们感谢神。
But we thank God.
他给我们里面有这个感觉。
That he gives us this feeling within.
他从近处把我们带到远处。
From where is close to what is in the distance.
那我们就看到了神在这里说话的那个方式和他说话的目的。
And then we can see the way God speaks and the purpose of his words.
那上一次我们看到亚述成了犹大的一个好大的威胁。
And last time we saw that the Assyria has become a great threat to Judah.
但是神给他们看到神要负他们的责任来拯救他们。
But God lets them see that God would take up the responsibility and would save them.
但是怎么拯救法呢?
But how does he save them?
神也没有很具体的说。
That God did not say it, put it very concretely.
但是每次神说到他的拯救的时候。
But every time when God mentions about his salvation.
很稀奇的。我们都能发觉他不是说眼前的拯救。
And very amazingly, we can see that he is not talking about the salvation or the deliverance at that time.
他是借着眼前的需要拯救而说到那个永远的挽回。
And it's through the deliverance that they needed right at that time that he pointed out the eternal redemption.
那我们今天晚上从32章接上来。
And this evening we'll begin in chapter 32.
你一开始就看到好像有一个很稀奇的事情在哪里发生。
And at the very beginning you will find something that is very amazing.
因为你留意到先知的话是从看了这两个字开始。
Because you can see the words of the prophets begins with see.
什么叫做看了呢?
And what does that mean by see?
我们不要以为看那这两个字是很平凡。
And do not think that this word see is very ordinary.
如果我们真的了解这个看那的那一个含义的时候。
And if we truly understand the meaning of this word see.
我们就知道那件事情是不简单。
Then we'll know that this is not ordinary.
什么时候会喊出这个看那来呢?
And when will someone call out see?
No. 一般的情形你都能体会。
In general, you can understand.
你突然发现一个很意外的事情。
All of a sudden, you find out something very sudden.
在这样的情形的底下。
And under this circumstance.
你就会喊出了。
Then you will say.
不单是告诉你自己。
Not only to tell yourself.
你也同时告诉跟你在一起的人。
But also to those who are around you.
看啊。
Look or see.
有个稀奇的事情发生了。
That's an amazing thing that's happening.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
当你读到以赛亚先知在那里发出这个看啊的时候。
When you read to this point when the prophet Isaiah proclaimed see.
你再加上那个经文上面的前后来比较。
Also, when you compare to the context,
你就看到非常清楚这样的一个光景。
And then you can see this condition very clearly.
31章的末了是说到神的拯救。
At the end of chapter 31, it talks about God's deliverance. 但是
31章末了，对上的一点点，就说到亚述人的大军压境。
But a little bit before the end of chapter 31, it talks about the Assyrians, they're attacking.
并且亚述人来的那个压迫，是好像是没有人能抵挡。
And it seems like the oppression that's from Assyria is that no one can defend.
但神在那里说，我要拯救。
But God said that I would deliver.
但神怎么拯救法呢？
But how does God deliver?
神没说。
God did not say.
但是32章那里，
And then when, in chapter 32,
他好像就给人一个惊奇。
It's as if he's giving a surprise to people.
看哪，
See.
什么事情啊？
What is this?
他是有一个王，他凭公义行政。
Says a king will reign in righteousness.
结果当时犹大面对亚述的那一个压迫好像没有什么关联。
It seems like it has no relationship with the fact that the people of Judah is facing Assyrian oppression.
而犹大当时所需要的是一个强有力的领袖带领犹大去抵挡亚述的进攻。
What Judah needs at that time is a strong leader that would lead them to defend them against Assyria.
但是这里突然发生的一个突然发现的一件事情。
But here something happened all of a sudden.
却是说到一个掌握权柄来管理一切的人。
It tells of a person who has authority and reigns over all.
你说现在不是说管理的问题了。
And you say that this is not a time to talk about reigning.
现在是应该是说怎样来让仇敌退去的问题了。
And this is a time to talk about how we can chase the enemy away.
怎么好像把这个退敌的那件事情搁下来，然后就显明了一个管理的事实在那里呢？
And how come now we're talking about, or not to talk about how to deal with the enemies, but talk about a matter of reigning?
如果我们没有了解神当时说话的方式和内容啊，
If we do not understand the way and the content of God's words at that time,
我们感觉有点困惑的。
Then surely we'll feel confused.
但是我们感谢神。
But we thank God.
他说到有一个王凭着公义来执政。
He says that a king will reign in righteousness.
这个话其实本身就已经是包括了把敌人赶走。
And these words have actually already included that they would defend against the enemies and chase them off. And not only to chase them off.
并且是进一步说到这个王继续要显明出来的那个事实。
But also a step further is talk about what this king will continue to manifest.
我们往上念的时候，
And if we continue on,
我们就发觉了。
Then we'll see.
这一个显出来的王，
This king who is manifested,
他所带出来的那些光景，
The conditions that he will bring forth,
完全不是一般性的，
And it is not in general at all,
是非常非常的特别的，
And it's very special,
特别到一个地步，
And special to a point,
就说到这个王他所做的所带出来的全是恩典。
And it brings forth that what this king does and what he brings forth will be all mercy, or grace.
弟兄姊妹，你留意这个。
And brothers, take note.
所以我们一读下去的时候，很自然，你能把它领会到，这是说到我们的主。就是将来要出现的王。
So when we continue to read on, you will find out very easily that this is talking about our Lord who will reign in future.
好，我们感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
我们来留意。
Let's take note.
这一个有一王。
This king.
他是怎么的一个王？
And what kind of king is he?
他是怎样的一回事？
And what is about him?
那弟兄姊妹，你注意。
Brothers and sisters, take note.
第二节一看就接上去怎么说呢？
And what does it say in verse 2?
必有一人。
Each man or a man.
上头就说必有一王。
What before this it says there's a king.
底下就说必有一人。
And then it says, and a man.
你很很自然你会了解这一个王就是这一个人。
Very naturally, you know that this king is this man.
这个人就是这那一个王。
And this man is the king.
那弟兄姊妹，当你抓到这两个事实的时候
，And brothers and sisters, when you understand these two facts,
你碰到一个问题来了。
Then you come across this issue.
如果说上面的那个王，我们领会的那是神的自己。
If we say that this king that's mentioned above is the Lord Himself,
那底下说是一个人，那人就是人了。
And then later on it says a man, and man is a man.
如果我们肯定这个王就是这个人。
And if we're sure that this king is this man,
这个人就是这个王的话。
And then this man is this king.
那是什么回事啊？
So what does that mean?
除了道成肉身这个事实。
Except for the words become flesh.
你没有办法领会这里说的是什么。
Then you have no other ways to understand what it's talking about here.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
在以赛亚的日子
，During the days of Isaiah,
神是隐隐约约的在那里说出，他将来要给他的子民的拯救是怎么一回事。
That God has talked about His deliverance toward His people hiddenly.
那是因为神的儿子要到地上来成为人。
It's because The Son of God will come to the earth and become a man.
这一位道成肉身的人子，或者说这一位道成肉身的王一显出来的时候
，When this king or this son of God, when he the words become flesh and manifested,
在他的管理的底下，一切都进到公平里。
Under his governing, everything will come under justice.
那弟兄姊妹，但是问题不在这里。
But brothers and sisters, this is not the issue.
因为如果说他显明的就是一个公平、公正、公义
，If we say that what he manifests is righteousness and justice,
这没有什么稀奇。
Then that's nothing amazing.
因为这是神的本性。
Because this is the nature of God.
而神的本性一发表出来，当然是公义。
When God's nature is manifested, of course, it's righteousness and justice.
当然也是公正。
And also is very just.
所以如果停留在这一点上的话，那这个没有什么很特别。
So if we stop here, there's nothing special about it.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
当他在那里说到这一位道成肉身的王显出来的时候
，When it says about the word becomes flesh, this king is manifested.
整个的那一个显明的重点是在第二节。
The focus of the manifestation is in verse 2.
那第二节说了什么呢
？And what does verse 2 say?
第二节说他这个人就像被封锁和被暴雨的隐秘处。
It talks about this man will be like a shelter from the wind and a refuge from the storm.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters。
你可以从这个字句里边去领会那个光景。
You can understand from these words.
被封锁。
A shelter from the wind.
平常的风你不要被。
Ordinary wind, you don't have to hide from it.
什么风你要被呢
？And what kind of wind do you have to hide from it?
你就了解。
Then you understand.
暴风。
Is the strong wind.
台风。
Is the typhoon.
飓风。
Or is a tornado that kind of wind?
就是台风。
Typhoon. Hurricane.
然后呢，还有这个龙卷风了。
And also the tornado.
那弟兄姊妹都是这些非常非常厉害的风。
It's all these very very strong winds.
你才要寻找一个避风所。
Then you have to find a shelter.
微风细雨你用不着。在那里找避风所。
If it's just very mild wind, you don't have to find a shelter.
如果是微风细雨，你还有闲情日志，撑打一把伞在那里欣赏呢
？If it's just mild wind and rain, you might have the interest to just hold umbrella to admire.
尤其是春天的时候，你就说春光明媚了。
And especially in the spring, you say the spring is really nice.
没有，现在不是这些活风细雨。
But now we're not talking about this mild wind and rain.
是什么
？And what is this?
暴风雨。
It's a strong wind.
你必须要找一个避风所。
Then you have to find a shelter.
你去哪里找呢
？And where do you find it?
哪里能找呢
？And where could you find it?
弟兄姊妹们，
princesses.
如果你生活在香港，
if you live in Hong Kong，
不一定要是香港嘛。当然，我们当中有很多人从香港来的，我了解。
It's not necessarily Hong Kong, but a lot of us come from there.
在旧金山，你就可以有机会了解。
And in San Francisco, you can understand.
不过很可惜的，旧金山没有从来没有什么刮大风的。
But in San Francisco is usually we don't have a very strong wind.
但是你还是看到。
But you can still see.
如果有大风浪的那个警告的，那些渔船都回来了。
If there's a warning for great wind and rain, those fishing boat they will go into shelter.
在香港就有一个地区，它就叫做香港人的话叫做避风塘。
And in Hong Kong, there's a place for a shelter for the fishing boats.
它就是所谓塘，就是池塘的塘。
And it's like a pond. It's for the fishing boats to take refuge in.
在香港那个山脚底下避风的地方，他们就筑起一些堤坝来。
And at the foot of the hill where they take refuge, there's some
dam. 有飓风来的时候，那些船都往那里边去了。
And when there's strong wind, those boats will go in there and take refuge.
当然有巨浪要打来。
And of course, when there are great waves,
有狂风要刮来。
And those very strong wind that would come.
但是那里因为那个称为避风塘的那一个堤坝，就把这些威力完全都消减了。
But the dams in this refuge in this place would block the wind and the rain.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
这一位道成肉身的王一显出来的时候，
When this king word becomes flesh, when he's manifested,
他给人所感觉的，他是被封锁。
And what he makes people feel like he is a shelter from the wind.
你到他那里，你就平安了。
And when you go to him, you have peace.
他又是被那个暴雨的那个隐秘处。
And also he's a refuge from the storm.
你到他那里的时候，
when you go to him,
暴雨也没有办法来伤害你。
Even the storm cannot harm you.
你就在那里享用十分的安息。
And you can enjoy perfect peace there.
因为他说是隐秘处的平安哦。
Because it says you have refuge from the storm.
隐秘到一个地方。
It's a very hidden place.
一切伤害都找不到门路要进来了。
That all harms cannot find the doors to come in.
弟兄姊妹们，我们实在感谢神。
Brothers and sisters, we truly thank God.
这几句话说出什么？
What are these words to speak of?
说出这一个王，他不单是公平、公义、公正。
This king not only is he just, he has justice and righteousness.
然后说到这个王是满了恩典和怜悯。
And this king is also full of grace and mercy.
并且再加上保护。
And also is for protection.
和供应。
And also provision.
我们感谢赞美我们的主。
We thank and praise our Lord.
说到供应。
When we talk about provision,
你往上看了两句话就看得很清楚。
If you continue to read on two more verses, it will be very clear.
他说要是河流在干旱之地。
It talks about a streams of water in the desert.
而又像大磐石的影子在疲乏之地。
And also the shadow of a great rock in a thirsty land.
弟兄姊妹们，你就从字面里边去领会，你就已经领会到一个很不平常的光景。
And even from the letters, brothers and sisters, you can understand a condition that is truly not ordinary.
在干旱之地，
in a desert,
你应该是看不到河流。
Supposedly, you cannot find any streams.
如果有河流，就不会有干旱之地。
Because if there are streams, that would not be a desert.
但是现在是在干旱之地出现一个河流。
But now the stream appears in the desert.
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
这是很稀奇的。
And this is very amazing.
好像原来那个干旱没有河流，干旱之地没有河流。
It's like the desert originally does not have any streams.
不晓得怎样就突然在那里就有了一个河流出来。
But without knowing why, all of a sudden there's a stream appears.
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters.
字句好像很平凡，
even though the words seem ordinary,
但是你往深处去领会一下，
But if you have a deeper understanding,
你就看到那个不平常的地方。
Then you will see something that's not ordinary.
弟兄姊妹，你记得那一次。
Brothers and sisters, you remember one time.
犹大王跟另外两个王去攻打那个什摩亚吧。
And one time when the king of Judah united with two other kings to attack Moab.
这个我记不清楚，是什摩亚王跟亚门他们没水。
And I'm not sure, but it's the king of Moab and the king of Ammon, they do not have water.
就要干死在那个地方。
They were about to die of thirst.
那么犹大王就听说以利沙在住在附近。
And then the king of Judah heard that Elijah, the
king, is
living close by. And then he sent someone to see him.
以利沙告诉他说。
And Elijah said to him,
不要慌张。
Do not be afraid.
明天你们就有水喝。
Tomorrow you have water.
怎么明天会有水喝？
How could that be tomorrow? The next day they'll have water.
如果明天有，今天也该有。
If we have water tomorrow, we should have it today.
那里是干旱之地啊。
Because this is a dry land.
但是神的话是这样说。
But this is how the word of God goes.
那第二天。
And then the next day.
你留意圣经那个记载，在列王记上面就说得很清楚。
It's recorded in detail in the first Kings.
第二天早上他们起来。
The next morning when they get up.
就看见有水从以东那边流过来。
And they see that there's water coming out from Edom.
结果他们就所有难处就解决了。
So all the difficulties, all the problems were solved.
弟兄，我们读这个地方的时候。
So when we read there.
我们应该体会到是这样的一种光景。
Then we can understand it is such a
condition. 原来那里是干旱无水之地。
Originally that was a dry land.
人在那个地方除了干死渴死以外，你没有路了。
And for men, except for dying of thirst, there's no other way.
但是不知道怎么的，一条河流在那里就显出来。
But without knowing why, there's a stream that's manifested.
又像大磐石的影子在那里，因被那个疲乏之地。
It's also like the shadow of a great rock in a thirsty land.
我读到这个地方，我就很自然就连到以色列人出埃及的时候。
And when I read about these verses, very naturally I connected to when the Israelites, they were getting out of Egypt and they were in the wilderness.
他们走到那个经过那个马拉。
And they have come, they're going across this land.
马拉就是马拉。
马拉。
那然后呢，下一站就到了以林。
And then they go to Edom.
那里头就有水喝了。
And then they have
water
there.
马拉那里他们没水喝了，因为水是苦的。
Because in Mala, they cannot have any water. The water was bitter.
那现在来到以林。
And now they came to Edom.
有水喝了。
Now they have water.
他们真开心。
And they were very happy.
但是圣经里边记载马拉，以林那里除了有水喝以外。
But in the Bible, it says that in Edom, besides having water.
弟兄姊妹，记得不记得那里还有一个很特殊的记载。
And brothers, do you remember there's another special place, special recording?
如果我们不是身处其境，你不觉得那个有什么了不起。
And if we are not in their shoes, we cannot understand how, why is it so
amazing. 但是你切身处地把自己摆在那个环境。
But if you put yourselves in the shoes, then
你就很清楚感觉那个非常不简单。
Then you will understand it's very, very amazing.
那个特殊的记载是什么呢？
So what is this special recording?
七十棵棕树。
There are 72 palm trees.
七十棵棕树。
There's 70 palm trees.
什么意思啊？
What does that mean?
以色列人那时候两百多万人啊。
At that time, there are over 2 million of Israelites.
那在旷野那里头有七十棵棕树。
And in the desert, there are 70 palm trees.
有什么作用啊？
And what are they there for?
弟兄姊妹们。
My sisters.
一般的情形来说。
Under general condition.
七十棵棕树是真的是没有什么作用。
The 70 palm trees, they do not have much function.
你晓得棕树那个树枝也不是很很很很 很浓密。
And you know that the branches for the palm trees, they are not very dense.
松松落落的。
They are not very dense.
虽然七十棵，你说它连在一起。
And even though if these 70 trees are connected together,
还是松松落落。
The tree branches, they are not very dense.
弟兄姊妹们。
The brothers and sisters.
你不能忽略，那个是干旱的旷野，沙漠之地。
Do not neglect the fact that this is a desert, a dry land.
哈，你能经过那七十棵棕树的底下。你就感觉到那个阴凉。
If you can go under these 70 palm trees, you can understand, you can enjoy.
啊，这个我们在旧金山是很能领会的。
And this is hard for us to understand.
啊，我们把它翻过来领会了。
Maybe you can understand it in another way.
这一两天是蛮有点寒意了。
And these 2 days are pretty cold.
你在屋子里边坐那些，它是有点发抖。
Inside the house, you still be trembling.
除非你开暖气。
Unless you turn on the heat.
那么你往外边去的时候呢
？But when you go outside，
如果你一直走在树荫的那个阴凉的地方
，If you go under some cool places，
你还是要抖的。
Then you still be trembling。
但是当你走到阳光的底下
，But when you go under the sun，
你立刻就感觉，哦，很温暖。
Right away you feel warm。
一股暖流就好像灌到你的心里边去。
It feels like there's warmth in your heart。
那第二种，你把这个事情翻过来。
And then if you turn it around,
你在非常非常干热的那个地区。
If you're in a place that's very dry and hot,
你现在走到一个地方。
Now you go to a place.
以赛亚书就说大磐石。
In the book of Isaiah says,
我现在说的是以色列在出埃及的时候那七十棵棕树。
And now I'm talking about when the Israelites they getting out of Egypt, those 70 palm trees. It's the same condition.
大磐石的影那个影子把那个炎热的那个我中国北方人说就是说那个毒太阳挡住了。
So the shadow of this great rock has blocked away the sun, the very hot sun.
那七十棵棕树虽然疏疏落落，但是还是把那个炎热挡住了。
And the 70 palm trees, even though they're not very close together, they can still block the heat.
人在那个地方，那是多。多舒畅。
And it is very comfortable for men to be there.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
以赛亚当时就用着那么简单的话来说出将来要出来的那个王，他是怎么样的一个王。
And Isaiah using these simple words to describe the king that would come out, what kind of king he will be.
一面他是公正严明的。
On one hand is he's righteous and
he's just. 另一面他是满了恩典和体恤的。
On the other hand, he's full of grace.
是这样的一个王出来做拯救。
So this is a king who would come out to deliver.
那这一个拯救就不单是打散那个敌人的这个要求了。
And this deliverance is not only to scatter the enemies.
而是让他所有的那一些的丰富恩惠能力全所有的都来做了人的供应。
But it's for all his abundance and grace and abilities, he would use all these to be the provisions to men.
好，我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
那当神借着以赛亚说了那么几句话的时候
，So after God used Isaiah to speak these words,
他又回到现实的那个情形里了。
And he returned back to the fact at that time.
那弟兄姊妹，当你读下去的时候，字句你就知道。是讲什么
？And if you continue to read on, brothers and sisters, then you understand.
那还是讲到那个，当然是隐藏了，没有是指明指亚述，但是你能领会到，是明明指着亚述的那个压迫，还是那样明显的在他们的周围。
Even though it's not spoken of explicitly, but you can see it's still Assyria being the oppressor.
特别弟兄姊妹，你读到第九节的时候
，especially when this is when you read verse nine，
特别是第十节
，especially verse ten，
那里明明在那里指出一个时间
，here it points out a time，
啊，那里怎么说呢
？And what does it say？
他说无虑的女子啊，再过一年多必受骚扰。
It says in little more than a year you who feel secure with tremble.
骚扰到一个什么地步呢
？And tremble to what a point?
以上那个字句也说到了，
And the text that follows will explain.
本来是安逸的，第九节的那个安逸的。
In verse 9 says so complacent.
第十节所说那个无累的。
And in verse 10 it says
无累的。
Secure.
那都是就是说生活的非常安稳平丰富喜乐，还有什么可以形容他们的呢？舒畅。
And both talks about how their lives are so abundant and full of joy and so happy.
神说再过一年多。
But God said in little more than a year.
整个地都要成了荒凉的。
The whole land will become desolate.
弟兄姊妹们。
And brothers and sisters.
你说明明在上头就说到一王来拯救，带来那样优美的那一种景况。
And you said that before this is talked about that king that would come and deliver people and in such a glorious condition.
怎么一下子好像景色就完全变了呢？
How come right away it looks like the conditions have completely changed?
用人的话来讲，马上就成了风云变色。
And using man's words is the weather has changed completely.
提这个话提得非常严肃。
And these words are very solemn.
九节的说无安逸的妇女。
Verse 9 says, you women who are so complacent.
十节就说无虑的女子。
And verse 10 it says, you who feel secure.
然后十一节又重复再来提。
And in verse 11 it repeated.
安逸的妇女。
Complacent women.
你要这样战惊。
That you shudder.
无虑的女子。
You daughters,
你要受骚扰。
You daughters who feel secure.
以上就说到整个地的那个情形。
And then it continues.
人是这样啊，你从安逸从无虑的里头成为很忧虑了。
It's from a condition of complacent and feeling secure to a condition that you're full of worries.
那如果从那个生活的环境来说，整个就从一个繁华丰富就成了一个荒凉。
And for the living environment, it turns from being very abundant to being desolate.
哎呀，你说那一个一年多以后要来的那个事情有那么严重吗？
And you say, is it so severe that what would happen in more than a year?
我们读下来的时候，
And if we continue to read on,
我们很有理由相信，
And we have reasons to believe,
这一个警告就和我们就下一次要读到的那一个亚述围困耶路撒冷的那攻打犹大围困耶路撒冷那个事情是有关联的。
That this warning has a connection, has to do with Assyria besieging Jerusalem and attacking Judah.
因为到三十六章我们就要看到这件事。
And in chapter 36 we'll see this.
我们有理由相信这个一年多就是指着那一件事情要发生了。
And we have reasons to believe this little bit more than a year is pointing at that matter.
哎呀，那这样犹大还有盼望吗？
So is there still hope for Judah?
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
他先宣告了有一王要出来。
First he proclaimed that a king will come forth.
这一个王要带给他们拯救和挽回的。
And this king will bring deliverance and atonement for them.
然后才透露在不久的将来要出现要来临的那一个骚扰。
And then he proclaims in the near future there will be a disturbance that will come.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
我们看到三十六章的时候，我们就会留意到这个事情。
And when we go to chapter 36, we'll see this matter.
在那一个时候，整个的犹大都落在一个好像没有指望的光景。
And at that time, the entire Judah has fallen into a hopeless condition.
亚述的大军压境。
The army of Assyria, they
are. 而犹大这一边真的是连抵抗的力量都没有。
And when the army comes, Judah, they do not even have the strength to defend themselves.
你看到那些做领袖的在城墙上面怎么哀求亚述人，你们 攻打就攻打啦，不要做那些心理战啊。
And all those leaders, they are pleading on the city wall to say that you can come attack, but do not attack us psychologically.
有什么话你就跟我们讲，用亚兰人亚兰话讲，不要用希伯来话讲，不要让我们的百姓听见你在那里说什么话。
Then if you have anything to say to us, speak to us in Aramaic, do not speak in Hebrew, so that our people can hear you.
因为当时那是亚述的军队的领袖啊，他们就在那里说出的那个话，不单是在那里恐吓犹大的百姓。
Because those leaders of the Assyrian armies, not only are they speaking words to threaten the people of Judah,
并且在那里亵渎犹大人所侍奉敬拜的耶和华神。
And also those are blasphemy against the God that is served by the people of Judah.
那些大臣在那里就哀求亚述人，你们说话留点地步好不好？
So those officials, they were pleading with the Syrians so that they would not speak such harsh words.
啊，哪里晓得亚述人说，我就是要叫你们的百姓听见。
But the Syrians said that this is exactly what we want, that your people will hear.
让他们知道你们所侍奉敬拜的神是算不得什么的。
So that they know the God that you serve and worship is nothing.
但是我们感谢神。
But we thank God.
神把话说在前面。
That God speaks His words
ahead
of time. 神的拯
救一定要显出来的。
That His deliverance will manifest for sure.
但是你们受困扰，这个事情也免不了的。
But that you also will be disturbed.
并且你们所受的那个困扰，那一个一年多后只不过是一个起头。
And also the disturbance that you would encounter in more than a year, this is only the beginning.
以后还有很长很长的困扰。
And in the future there will be a very long disturbance.
但是这个话当时的犹大的百姓大概不会领会。
But these words, the people of Judah at that time, they could not understand.
但是我们今天读神的话的时候我们领会。
But today when we read the words of God, we could understand.
为什么呢？
And why is that?
因为当神这样借着以赛亚说话的时候，
Because when God speaks through Isaiah,
我们很清楚地看到，
And very clearly we can see,
从以赛亚这一次接受亚述的那个压迫开始，
It's from Isaiah now that he is receiving the oppression from
Assyria. 犹大一直走下坡了。
That Judah is continuing to go downhill.
西西家过了。
And after Hezekiah.
那是他儿子马拿西上来的。
And then his son Manasseh.
那马拿西做王的时候，那个情况更糟糕。
And during the days of the reign of Manasseh, the
condition was worse. 因为他把犹大带到神的。更惹神怒气的那种光景。
Because he has brought Judah to a point that was inciting more wrath from God.
那结果神就让马拿西本人都给掳到亚兰人那边去了。
So that God let Manasseh to be taken captive to the Syrians.
那么等到马拿西后来有一点回转，但是并不等于犹大从那个。受欺压的那种光景里边脱离。
So later on, when Manasseh was somewhat turned around, but the people of Judah, they have not completely left the condition when they were oppressed.
马拿西以后，那约西亚兴起。
And after Manasseh, it was Josiah.
犹大好像有一点外面的复兴。
It seems like Judah has some revival on the outside.
但是那个是一个假象。
But it was just an illusion.
因为那个复兴。表面上看来好像是对的。
Because that revival, outwardly, it seems like it's right.
但是只是在王和上层的人中间的一个少部分有这种光景。
But this conditions only, it only happens in the king and also those who have the high status in the society.
是很少数的。
It's only a few, a very minority.
所以那个时候犹大的那个复兴可以说是一个假象。
So that the revival of Judah at that time we can say is an illusion.
我们看以后发展的情形我们就知道。
And we look at what developed later on we can understand.
甚至我们严如果很严格的来看的话连约西亚在神的面前也不是那么的完整。
And strictly speaking, even Josiah before God, he's not that perfect.
正因为这样
And because of this,
约西亚王一死
After Josiah died,
一夜之间
Overnight,
整个犹大就翻转过来
The entire Judah, they turned around.
那这样下去下去下去就直到被掳了
And they continued to go downhill until the day they were taken captive.
那是弟兄姊妹你就留意到当时以赛亚说到这个话的时候
So, Francis, when Isaiah spoke of
these words, 他就说到他们从那个安逸和无虑的那种光景，就乐到一个非常非常荒凉的那种情形的里面。
That he speak of how they go from a condition of complacent and secure to a condition that are completely desolate.
但是这个荒凉维持多久呢
？But how long does this desolation last？
这是延续多久呢
？And how long does it continue on？
这里没说。
It's not mentioned here。
但是你看下去的后，看下去的时候
，But if you continue to read on，
你说了
，It has talked about it。
顶好是没看到，最好是没有看到。
It's better that for us not to see it。
但是你不可能看不到的。
But it's impossible。
当时的人是不可能看到。
The people at that time, they could not see it.
我们今天的人呢，不可能看不到。
But people today, we cannot but to see
it. 如果你一看到，你就觉得，哎呦，完了，完了，完了。
Once you see, you will say it's all over.
这个时间好长耶。
And this is a long time.
长了，他们根本没有办法在那个时候来做估计。
It's so long that you cannot even make an estimate at that time.
你说有多长呢
？And you say how long is this time period?
弟兄姊妹，你注意这句话。
Brothers and sisters, take note of these words.
那一直说到荒凉，荒凉，荒凉，荒凉。
It continues to say talk about desolation.
说到十五节的时候
，until 十五节的时候 ，until verse 15.
他说：“等到圣灵从上浇灌我们，旷野就变成肥田。”
It says, "Till the Spirit is poured upon us from the high."
看如树林
and the desert becomes a fertile field and the
然后底下继续说
and then it continues on
直到永远
until eternity
那是十七节最末后的两个字那四个字
forever it says in verse 17弟兄
姊妹什么一回事
Francis what is this
大事
it is a great matter
只等到圣灵从上浇灌我们
，till the Spirit is poured upon us from on high，
旷野就变为肥田，肥田就看如树林，就怎样怎样怎样，直到永远。
And the desert becomes a fertile field, and the fertile field seems like a forest until forever.
十八节介绍就是我的百姓必住在平安的居所，安稳的住处，平静的安歇所。
In verse 18 it says, My people will live in peaceful dwelling places, in secure homes, in undisturbed places of rest.
然后就说还说一些。
And then it continues on.
那弟兄姊妹们
The sisters,
当你看到这些的时候
When you read about these,
当日的百姓可能不懂。
The people at that time may not understand.
但是我们懂。
But we understand.
这是什么
And what is this?
这是国度。
This is the kingdom.
这是国度。
This is the kingdom.
弟兄姊妹们你说啊。
Brothers, you may say.
从以赛亚的那从是从以赛亚先知的那个时候一直等到国度显出来那么长的一个时间都在那个荒凉的里边啊。
You say that from the time of Prophet Isaiah until the kingdom is manifested and throughout this time is all desolation?
你说我们受得了吗
That can we bear it?
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
主的话就是这样说。
This is the words of the Lord.
如果你把以色列的百姓的历史从以赛亚的那个日子一直看到现在。
If you look at the history of the Israelites from the time of Isaiah until today,
你看到这里边的情形没有过去。
You can see that these conditions they have not passed.
虽然现在以色列已经复国了。
Even though today Israel has rebuilt the nation.
并且他们的工业农业啊。 商业啊也相当的稳固。
And also the agriculture, the economy, the industry, they are
secure. 在那中东一带，他是老大哥了。
In the Middle East, they're one of the great nations.
但是很明显，你了解。
But very clearly, you can understand it.
他们一直以来都在一个不安全、不平稳的那种光景走过来。
And they are walking through, or they're still in a condition where it's insecure.
直到现在的还是这样。
Until today, it's the same.
还是在一个生存的那个威胁的底下。
And they are under the threat.
但现在还没有停啊。
But today it hasn't stopped.
这个情形还要继续了。
The condition continues on.
以赛亚当时也说得很清楚啊。
And Isaiah at that time
speaks of it very clearly. 这种情况就延长到什么时候呢？
And this condition will continue to...
只等到圣灵从上浇灌我们。
To a time until the Spirit is poured upon us from on high.
那弟兄姊妹你注意了。
But sisters take note.
你不要因为灵恩派的人他们把圣灵充满说成是圣灵浇灌，你就说五旬节那个时候圣灵浇灌了。
And do not think that the charismatics that they think they said that or they used the filling of the Holy Spirit to take the place of the
这个 pouring of Christ
is equal to the pouring of the Holy Spirit.
不是那回事。
It's not the same matter. You have to be very clear.
正如你读约珥书说到神的灵浇灌是同一个事情。
It's just like when you read the book of Joel, it talks about the spirit of God pouring down. It's the same matter.
你先来注意这里。
But sisters, take note of here.
先来留意圣灵浇灌是怎么回事。
Let's first understand what it means by the Spirit pouring down.
是圣灵大量的倾倒，那个叫做浇灌。
It's the pouring of the Holy Spirit.
但是那个倾倒到一个什么的程度呢？
And pouring to what point?
像五旬节的时候，教会建立的那一天，算不算是浇灌呢？
And the condition during the Pentecost of the church, is it the pouring of the Holy Spirit?
我们读《使徒行传》第二章，我们很清楚看到。
And if we read the book of Acts chapter 2, we can see very clearly.
圣灵是那一天来了。
The Holy Spirit came on that day.
但是还不能说是圣灵浇灌。
But we still cannot say it's the pouring of the Holy Spirit.
因为在旧约里面说到圣灵浇灌的时候。
Because in the Old Testament, when it mentions about the pouring of the Holy Spirit.
他们说到那个范围是非常明确的。
The boundary is very clear.
圣灵浇灌老年人少年人这全部只要他们是一个神的子民
For the old and the young as long as they are the children of God
他们都接受浇灌
that they will receive this pouring
因为那个圣灵浇灌的应许是这样说的
because the promise of the pouring of the Holy Spirit goes like this
是浇灌凡有血气的
it's for all those who have breath
那是约珥书上边所说的。
And these are the words of the book of Joel.
弟兄姊妹你留意。
And but sisters take note.
凡有血气。
All those who have breath.
如果你把那个凡字拿掉，那还容易领会。
And it may be even easier to understand if you take away the word
all. 你就说五旬节那天就是了。
And you say that the day of Pentecost, it is like this.
但是你看到那里是凡有血气的。
But it says all who have breath.
那个凡字啊。
And this word all.
就把那个给浇灌的范围的那些人呢、啊、没有一个漏掉的。
And that would be, no one would be left out.
但是给浇灌的是什么人呢
?So who are these who are being poured on?
以赛亚先知这里就说得清楚了。
In the book of Isaiah, it's very clear.
等到圣灵从上浇灌我们。
Till the Spirit is poured upon us from on high.
这个我们是谁？
Who are this us?
这个我们说清楚就是以色列。
This us, we talk about this very clearly, is Israel.
用这里的话来说就是十八节的我的百姓。
Using the words here in verse 18 is my people.
那弟兄姊妹们，这个词你必须要牢牢的抓住。
And my sisters, you have to have a good grasp of this term.
许多时候，神，很多基督徒 在这几个词的上面是有点混淆的。
A lot of times many Christians they are very confused about these terms.
我的百姓不是说今天称为教会这个范围里边的神的儿女。
My people does not refer to all those who areThe church of that nowadays.
所以弟兄姊妹，你在新约的圣经里边，你不大，如果是说到新约的教会的话，你没有看见圣灵用神的百姓来称呼他们。
So when this is when we, in the New Testament time, when we talk about the church in the New Testament, we rarely see that God calls it my people.
你看到的是神的儿女。
What you see is my children.
我们是神的儿女。
That we are the children of God.
那神的百姓呢
？So what about my people?
是在旧约的日子，神称呼以色列的。
It's what God called Israel in the Old Testament time.
当然有一个中性的名词在那里，就神的子民。
And also, there's a neutral term is the children of God, or the people of God.
但是严格说起来，这个还是指着旧约里头的以色列。
But strictly speaking, it is still referring to Israel in the Old Testament time.
在新约的教会里头，我们就是神的儿女。
The church in the New Testament time, we are the children of God.
说得更准确一点，我们是神的种子。
To speak it more accurately, we are the sons of God.
我们不是神的百姓。
That we are not God's people.
那弟兄姊妹，你留意，在这里，以赛亚非常明确地在那里说出。那个荒凉一直要等到圣灵浇灌我们。
And here I say to speak of it very clearly. It's this desolation.
是圣灵浇灌以色列。
Until the Spirit is poured upon us or Israel.
没有一个漏掉。
And no one is left behind.
什么时候才有这个事呢
？And when would this happen?
国度的时候。
During the time of the kingdom.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
那我们能弄清楚这些观念
If we can be clear about these concepts,
我们就在属灵的追求上面就少一点麻烦
then we'll have less trouble in a spiritual pursuit.
我们感谢我们的神
We thank our God.
这一个话
In these words,
你可以跟但以理所说到那个七十个七来做比较
that you can compare these words withThe 77 in the book of Daniel.
比如说，当你看但以理的七十个七
，If you look at the 77 in the book of Daniel,
从第一个七一直到七十六个七，这段时间那个时间是非常准确给我们计算出来的。
And you can see from the very first seven until the very last one, the time is very accurately.
但是在七十六个七到七十七个七的当中，你就没有办法。计算得出来的。
But it's from the 76-7 to the 77-7.
因为七十六个七到七，对对，六十九个七到七十个七的那这个当中，你在大以理这里边，你看你没办法计算那个时间。
But the time period between the 69th, 7th and the 70th, 7th, you cannot calculate the time period. Between.
因为在69到70的当中，他那边就是只是用了这样的一个话来说了。
Because between the 69 and the 70, there's only these words that describe it.
荒凉的事已经定了，一直到底。
That these desolate matters are confirmed until the end.
The end. 弟兄姊妹什么意思
And brothers and sisters, what does that mean?
我们就晓得了。
Then we understand this.
那69个七，那是受膏者被剪除，主钉十字架。
The 69th, 7 is when the anointed one is being cut off.
从主钉十字架到了最幕后的那七年，那就是大灾难主回来引来大灾难那启示录那七年。
And then from the Lord being crucified until the very end is the beginning of before the great tribulation.
这是一个很长的时间的距离了。
And this is a very long time period.
所以但以理书当里说荒凉的事情一直到底。
So in the book of Daniel it says the desolate matters until the end.
等到那个七十个七。
Until the 70th seven.
弟兄姊妹们，你回到这里来看到，只等到圣灵浇灌我们。
And brothers, we come back here and talk about until the Spirit is poured upon us.
而这个浇灌所带出了的那个祝福是永远的。
And this pouring, the blessing that it brings forth is eternal.
而这个永远，弟兄姊妹，你又要看了，不是说到像我们今天所承受那个救恩是生命的恩典。
And this,
从我们接受的那个时候开始就到永远。
And this forever is not like the salvation that we receive from the moment we receive it. It lasts forever.
但是我们承受生命的恩典到永远，不过保证我们物质的生活像这里所说的那样的丰富到永远。
The grace of life that we receive does not guarantee the material blessing would continue until eternity.
但是这里所说的是重在那个物质的丰富到永远。
But the focus here is about material abundance. It's forever.
弟兄姊妹们，这个明明是给我们看到国度的那个光景。
And brothers and sisters, this clearly tells us this is the conditions of the kingdom.
然后我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
那因着神自己从眼前的难处引神的百姓留意到神那个最后的拯救。
And God leads his people to turn the focus from the difficulty at hand to the eternal redemption.
那所以在三十三章的整章的里边。
So in the entire chapter of chapter 33.
都是在那里把这个事情反复的来提到。
It repeatedly mentioned about this matter.
所以我们也就不详细看那些过程。
So we will not look at the process in detail.
但是我们不能不看三十三的后八最末后的那一段。
But we have to look at the later half of the last part of chapter 33.
那就从二十节，从二十节开始到末了。
Which begins from verse 20 to the end.
那弟兄姊妹，我其实这里的话，如果我们对于那个以后国度的事情有点了解，对新天新地的事情有点了解，那我们就字面一读下来，你就知道是什么事情。
If we have some understanding about the kingdom and the new heaven and new earth, then when you read it, you understand it right away.
那我们读一遍哈。
Let's read it together.
从二十节开始。
Starting from verse 20.
听我念好叫。
Brothers, please listen.
你们看西安，我们守圣洁的城，你的眼必见耶路撒冷为安静的居所。为不挪移的帐幕，圈子永不拔出，绳索一根也不折断。在那里，耶和华必显威严与我们同在，当作江河宽阔之地，其中必没有荡荡摇橹的船来往，也没有威武的船经过。因为耶和华是审判我们的，耶和华是给我们设律法的，耶和华是我们的王，他必拯救我们。你的绳烂索松开，不能摘稳那个桅杆，也不能扬起蓬莱，那是许多掳来的物被分了，撤腿的把乐物夺去了。城内的居民必不说我病了，其中居住的百姓罪孽都赦免了。
We just read from verse 20 to 24.
弟兄姊妹，你看到这一段的话，从字句上面，你看到这个是国度的日子的那种光景。
Verses is from these words that are described here. This is the condition of the days of the kingdom.
从环境上来说，非常的平静安稳。
From the environment is very secure, very
peaceful. 再也没有惊吓。
There's no more threats.
从那个政权的这个角度来注意。
And from the angle of the government,
那你看到一个事实，耶和华作王。
We can see one fact that Jehovah God is the king.
从亚当被造一直到现在，你没有看到耶和华作王的事。
from the time that Adam was created until today, you do not see that the
Lord has begun. 虽然在旧约里边，神借着律法在以色列人中间要显明他是王。
Even though in the Old Testament time, through the laws that the God wants to manifest, He's the King.
但是以色列从来没有很明显的把神是他们的王这个事实活出来。
But Israel has never lived out this fact of the Lord being the king very clearly.
但是到了那个日子，
But when that day comes,
耶和华做王这件事情显明，
that the Lord become king will be manifested.
你再说到一般的在国度里边的人，
And when we talk about the other people in the kingdom,
特别是说到在耶路撒冷里边居住的人，
especially those who live in Jerusalem,
他们有一个特别的经历，
that they have this special experience.
那个经历是什么呢？
And what is this experience?
他们的罪孽全都赦免了，
that all the sins will be forgiven.
神不再追讨他们了，
that God does not pursue after them anymore.
这个事情只有在国度的时候我们才能看得见，
and these things would only be seen during the kingdom.
因为在那一个时候，
Because at that time,
在起初国度显明出来的时候，
when the kingdom is first manifested,
那以色列民他们是得救的余数，
the Israelites, there is only remnants to be saved,
其余列国的民，
and also the people of other nations,
他们是绵羊，
that they are the sheep,
这些都是经过国度的审判而进来的。
And they all go through the judgment of the kingdom.
所以罪孽在他们的身上已经再没有追讨的那一个需要了。
So there's no longer a need to pursue after the sin.
我们感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
那正因为这样，
And because of this,
所以就带到34章。
It brings us to chapter 34.
那里就更说得更清楚了。
And here it's even more clear.
上面好像说的是以色列。
And before this, it talks about things about Israel.
34章就说到列国了。
And in chapter 34, it talks about the nations.
在国度里头的那个情形是怎么样呢？
So what is the condition of the nations in the kingdom?
当然，一面列国是在那里受了审判。
On one hand, the nations has gone through judgment.
但是另一面呢，你看到列国也归上耶和华。
But on the other hand, you can see these nations all come under the Lord.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
不单是在地发生了那么明显的那个变化。
Not only is this great change on earth.
如果我们对启示录是比较有点印象的话。
And if we have some impression about the book of Revelation.
你也就看到这里所说的一些事情就隐隐约约把启示录的那个事情带出来。
We can see the matters that's mentioned here have hiddenly bring forth the matters in the book of Revelation.
特别在这里说到那个天要被卷起，好像书卷。
Especially here, it talks about the sky will roll up like a scroll.
那是旧天要过去。
The old heaven, old earth, will
新天就要
disappear, and the new heaven will come.
那说弟兄姊妹，你看到这些的时候。你很显然就看到神借着以赛亚把以色列民从近处的拯救带到幕后的拯救。
So when we look at all this, you can see through Isaiah, God is bringing the Israelites to look at the deliverance at hand to the deliverance in the future.
又到了幕后的拯救的时候，我用这里一句话就把它包括了。
And when we talk about deliverance at the end,
那是特别是指着但以理那个幕后的一期来说的。
And it is especially pointing at the last seven of Daniel.
因为荒凉的事已经定了。
Because of desolate matters, they are determined.
一直要到底。
It will be until the end.
那现在到底了。
So now we come to the end.
那到底就怎么回事呢？
So what is the end?
那列国就受了审判。
All the nations will be judged.
那这底下就提到列国就要受了审判。
So here it mentions all the nations will face judgment.
特别在这里用以东来做一个代表。
Especially here, it uses Edom as a representative.
那这样，在以赛亚前半部，就是从第一章到，严格来说是到40章。
So,
这一段时间里边主要的那一些信息就说到这里为止了。
So for the first half of the book of Isaiah, it's from chapter 1 to chapter 40. It talks about the matters here.
啊，然后35章弟兄姊妹们你就看到一件事情。
And then in chapter 35, brothers and sisters, you can see one matter.
整个就是国度的那个属灵的光景的描写。
This is a description of the spiritual condition of the kingdom.
今天不碰35章。
And today we would not touch upon chapter 35.
留到下一次才把它了结。
And we'll talk about chapter 35
next time. 但是34章的末了有一段话。
But at the end of chapter 34.
这段话我们必定要很好的注意。
There's some words that we need to pay attention to them.
那神借着以赛亚说了那么许多的话。
So through Isaiah, God has spoken much words.
从第一章一直说到34章。
From chapter 1 to chapter 34.
那么这些话都是围绕着以色列来做终点的。
And these words focus on Israel as the
center. 从他们当时的历史一直说到以色列的在最末了的结局。
From the, Israel's history, it talks about until the end, the result of Israel.
那么神说了那么许多的话。
So God has spoken so many words.
对当代的人来说有什么意思呢？
For the people at that time, what is the meaning?
对后代的人，对我们现在这些和呢这事情以后的，包括我们在里边又有什么意思呢？
And for the generations to come, including us, what is the meaning of them?
如果那些事情与我们不发生直接的关系的，那我们说留在圣经里边也没有什么多大的意义。
And if these matters they do not have a direct relationship with us, and we'll say that it
does
not have much meaning in the Bible, but God has put them in the Bible.
那神留在把他们留下在圣经里头，什么意思呢？
So God has placed them in the Bible. What does that mean?
因为如果对当代的人来说，他们不明白神说的话究竟是怎么回事。
For the people at that time, they did not understand the meaning of these words.
我们后代的人看起来的时候，我们看到绝大部分成了历史。
And for us who look back, and we say that most of it has become history.
跟我们也不发生直接关系。
And they don't have much direct relationship with us.
那是为什么要这样留下来呢？
So why does God say these words?
很有意思。
It's very meaningful.
弟兄姊妹们，当神把他要说的围绕着以色列要说的话说的在那个时候要说完了。
And when God spoke of the words that surrounding Israel at that time when he finished.
神就说了那么几句话。
And God spoke of these words.
那是34章的16节。
Which is in verse 16 of chapter 34. And 16 and 17.
你们要查考宣读耶和华的书，这都无一缺少，无一没有半偶，因为我的口已经吩咐他的灵将他们聚集，他也为他们研究，又亲手用准绳给他们分地，他们必永得为业，世世代代住在其间。
Read verse 16 and 17.
神当时说了这几句话什么意思？
So what does God mean when he speaks of these words?
是不是只是肯定神说了这些话，神就一定要在以色列人中间来做成这样的事？
Is it to confirm that because he has spoken these words that he would do such a matter among the Israelites?
当然有这个意思。
Of course it has that meaning.
但是不是只有这个意思。
But it does not only limit to this meaning.
一个更重要的意思。
Because a more important meaning.
乃是把叫人去留意神说的话。
Which is to cause men to pay attention to God, to God's words.
虽然神说的话不一定是发生在读神的话的人的身上。
Even though these words that are spoken by God do not necessarily happen on those who read the words.
但是你读神的话。
But when you read the words.
你要看到神是怎样的一位神。
You need to see what kind of God
God is. 你要看到神的话是什么话。
And you have to see what kind of words are these.
当然。 你要是看是神是什么一回神，你就看到他是守约施慈爱的神。
If you want to look at or see what kind of God he is a God who keeps his promise and he's full of mercy.
他就是他说出来的话一定要成就的神。
That he would for sure fulfill the word that he speaks of.
是什么来保证神所说的话一定成全呢？
So what is the guarantee that God would fulfill his words?
神的大能。
Is God's power.
叫神要按照他所说的话来显明他的信实。
That God would manifest his faithfulness according to his words.
但是神说这几句话。
But when God speaks of
these words, 那个重要的点还不是在那里显明他自己。
The important point is still not to manifest himself.
是要我们读圣经的人来确定一个准确的心思来对待神的话。
But it's for us who read the Bible that we have this accurate attitude to treat God's words.
弟兄姊妹们，你留意。
Francis, take note.
他说：“你们要查考宣读耶和华的书，这都无一缺少，无一没有半偶。”
Look into the scroll of the Lord and read, none of these will be missing. No one will lack her mate.
因为我的口已经吩咐，他的灵将他们，这个他们就是主耶和华的书里边所述说的一切都聚集。
It says that for it is his mouth that has given the order and his spirit will gather them together. And this them is talking about all those that's mentioned in his words.
那神的话里面说的是什么？
What is mentioned in God's words?
他的百姓。他的百姓的有关的一切。
It's all those that has to do with his people.
那因此就是神的话就是把神的百姓在神的心思里面所有的一切事情神在那里发表了。
So God's words is there to express all those that has to do with his people.
特别叫我们留意的是什么呢？
And what takes our special attention is that?
是那一句话。
It's this verse.
无一没有伴偶。
No, not one will lack her mate.
什么意思？
What does that mean?
插出去说一件事。
And we will digress a little.
在北京从前有一批弟兄姊妹跟宋尚杰弟兄很有关系的。
And in Beijing, there was a group of people that has a close relationship with Brother John Song.
他们在香山建立了一个退休的地方叫做恩典院。
And they have built a retreat place.
现在在北京是恩典院没有了，但是恩典院影响出来的呢，现在在北美还是有。
And this place no longer exists in Beijing, but its influence has come to the Northern California.
那恩典院一个特点是什么呢？
And what is this, the special point about this place?
不好说太多，不是批评，不过我就是说出那个事实就是。
And I only mention the facts.
他们心地是好的，他们要为神做大事。
That they have a good intention, they want to accomplish something great for God.
但是他们的那个追求的方法是有点值得保留的地方。
But we have some reservations in terms of the way they pursue.
他们说要等到一个时候。
They said they need to wait until a time.
神给他们能力的时候呢，那个时候他们就出来。
When God gives them ability, then they will come out.
为神做大工。
And they will do something great for God.
时间没到的时候，他们怎么追求呢？
And then how do they normally pursue?
他们就按照这里所说的那个话。
It's according to the words here.
就他们创作了一套读经的方法。
So they have created a method to study the Bible.
这个读经的方法就叫做伴偶查经。
And this method is to Bible study with your mate.
就是伴偶查经。
Double study with your mate.
什么叫伴偶查经呢
？And what does it mean by studying the Bible with your mate?
他们的说，神在旧约里边说的一些话。
And they said that those words are spoken by God in the Old Testament.
和新约神所说的话。
And the words spoken by God in the New Testament.
他们是可以配成一对的。
That they could pair them up.
所以叫旧约的一些话和新约的一些话是配着一对的。
So that the words in the Old Testament and the words in the New Testament they are paired up as mate.
配对的方法。
So they have some ways to pair them up.
说他们就是配偶查经。
So this is what they mean by studying the Bible.With the mate.
那当然我们了解到的他们那个配偶非常非常勉强的。
But what we could understand is the way they do it is not very great. But we won't go into detail. 但是我要回来就
在这里说神说这个话究竟是让我们去明白一个什么事情。
So when we come back to here, what does God want us to understand when he speaks of these words?
你说旧约和新约是配偶。
If you say the Old Testament and New Testament, they are mates.
这个话是没有什么根据的，连他自己也没有这样说。
There's no foundation here.
但是你留意到一件事。
But what you need to take note of is.
这里所说的无意配偶，乃是说到神说的话。
But here it says no one will lack a mate is God's words.
那神说的话是说了。
That God's words said.
但是你怎么能印证神的话是准确的呢
？But how could you prove that God's words is accurate?
配偶就出来。
So the mate would appear.
那什么意思呢
？And what does that mean?
就是说，神说过的话，就一定有神所做的事情来印证。
Which is to say, the spoken words of God will be proven by God's deeds.
那这个就是配偶。
And this is the mate.
弟兄姊妹，你留意配偶这一个词啊，在哪里最开始出现呢
？And brothers, do you know when this term mate first appear?
创世纪第二章嘛。
In chapter 2 of Genesis.
神说，那人独居不好，我要造一个。配偶来帮助。
God said that it's not good for men to be alone. I will create a mate for him.
那你就看到那个配偶的作用。
And you see the function of the mate.
就是帮助那个主体。
Is to help the main.
现在在这里，神就说。
Now here God says.
他说话。
He speaks.
神说的话的是一个主体。
That the words that spoken by God is the main
part. 这个神要给他的话有一个配偶。
But God wants to give His words
a mate.
So what is this mate?
神手里头所做的事
is the works in God's hands.
神手里头所做的事是根据什么
？And what is the works of God's hands based on?
根据他说的话。
It's based on His words.
我们感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
特别在当以赛亚让神用着说了那么许许多多好像翻来覆去的话以后。
And after Isaiah has spoken all these words that seems to repeat themselves,
神就说了那么几句话。
That God has spoken these words,
让我们知道神的话是有配偶的。
So that we know the words of God have mate.
那的配偶就是神手中所做的，来给他的话所显明的那个印证。
Which is the works in God's hands to prove His words.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
那到了新约。
And when we come to the New Testament,
我们就看得更清楚了。
And we can see even more clearly.
神的应许，无论有多少，在基督耶稣里都是是的。
God's promises, no matter how many there are, it is all yes in Christ Jesus.
弟兄姊妹知道这个话是哥林多后书第一章里边所说的。
These are the words mentioned in First Corinthians chapter 1.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
神所说的话，神所给的应许，无论有多少，在基督耶稣里都是是的。
God's words and His promises, no matter how many of there are in Christ Jesus, they are all yes.
又说神不是人，他不撒谎。
And God is not man, he cannot lie.
他说的话一定要成就。
And all his words will be accomplished.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
我想我们今天晚上，我们的交通就到这了。
And we'll end our sharing here tonight.